step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Mojo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30.
War of the Roses coming up this morning. Busting Cheaters at 7 o'clock. Shannon, though, with the dirty now. What's going on?
I'm going to start off with an update in the Gabby Petito case. The couple that lives across the street from Brian Laundrie's Florida home said they saw him and his parents drive away with an attached camper on the same day that Gabby was reported missing. Charlene and William Guthrie are the neighbors' names. William said he was just doing a bunch of yard work on September 11th when the Laundries hooked what appeared to be a brand new camper, little one, to the back of their truck and drove off for what they said was just going to be a little weekend trip. And the neighbor said he kind of scratched his head and found it odd that all three we're going to go camping in this little itty-bitty camper. But he was like, okay, whatever. The Guthries then reported that incident to police and later said they weren't sure if Brian returned to the home with his parents after said trip. He was reported missing by his parents on September 17th.
Wonder if he's in the camper.
3 days after they said they last saw him.
Has the camper, the camper came back or no?
Yes.
It did come back. Okay.
The FBI investigated it.
But he didn't come back.
So he's not there.
Tiffany Haddish isn't like other brides. She's previously said she doesn't want a ring on her finger. She would rather receive some property when it's time for her boyfriend Common to propose.
If he want to marry me, he can give me an apartment building. I'd give me a duplex, an eightplex or something. You know, the homegirl be like, where your ring? I thought you was engaged. Where your ring? Where your carrots? Carrots. Girl, please, I got units.
I love that she said that. Common said he can't argue with her.
Yeah, she always says that. She about getting the land. I love that. I mean, I respect that. You know, hey, if that's what she wants, you got to give a woman what she wants. I'm gonna do what's good for me and the lady. You know, right now, all I want is happiness, good time.
So, of course, he was asked, well, is a proposal in the near future? And he said, look, she's a wonderful woman, a wonderful partner. But right now, I'm just taking it day by day. We are not discussing marriage.
How long have they been together?
I don't know. It has been a hot minute.
That's a great couple. Yeah. That's a couple that you don't hear a lot about. They keep out of the public eye with their dating life, but they're both great.
Yeah. Johnny Depp slamming cancel culture and warning that no one is safe in our current climate. The Pirates of the Caribbean star said, quote, it takes one sentence and the carpet has been pulled. It's not just me that this has happened to. It's happened to a lot of people. He said it's so far out of hand now that no one is safe. He has previously said he believes Hollywood is boycotting him after he lost his defamation lawsuit against that UK newspaper regarding his really just volatile, messy relationship with his ex, Amber Heard.
What's lost in the details is he's complaining about cancel culture and that Hollywood's boycotting him while he's receiving an award, a Hollywood award. Like, that was part of his speech.
Told you yesterday that Netflix is releasing a documentary about Britney Spears' conservatorship battle. It's going to be called Britney vs. Spears. Well, last night they released the full trailer, which you can see on the Dirty Page right now.
I just want my life back.
Britney's been silenced to speak out about anything that's really going on.
What was going on inside the conservatorship? And why was she still in one if she was, quote, okay?
There was financial incentives for Jamie, for the lawyer.
Britney made other people a lot of money.
I've worked my whole life. I don't owe these people anything. It's been 13 years and it's enough.
Comes out next week, by the way. And lastly, Jones Soda is bringing back its limited edition turkey and gravy flavor for the first time in over a decade. Only 35,000 bottles will be sold. And if you've had it before, Jones Soda said that they've tweaked the recipe this time around
to make it taste
even more like an authentic turkey dinner. That soda expected to hit stores. Pop, I should say. Why am I saying soda? I guess it is called Jones Soda, but it's expected to hit stores in the U.S. next week.
I can never understand those type of things.
They just got to talk about it.
Yeah.
For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on mojointhemorning.com.
Good morning. Morning's Dirt. And another phone scam coming up in minutes.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.